Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we're talking everything Father's Day. And Barbecue Bob, we haven't hit much of a recipe yet. And
yeah, that's why the show's so good. We're not boring people with ingredients.
Right, yeah.
We need a tablespoon of salt and a little bit of love.
Exactly. So we're going to start that now then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, years ago, I worked for a bank out of California, and our headquarters, our regional office was in Indianapolis. And I went down there for some training. I was a young buck, and the Indiana manager took me for a little walkabout, and we ended up down at French Lick. And that's a giant resort on the south end of Indiana, and it's fabulous. It's one of the few lakes in Indiana. I think there's four. It's one of those. And there's this awesome resort on the south end of it, and it's just really cool. But we went in for lunch, and Jimmy said, you ever have a Monte Cristo? And I said, no. He goes, well, that's what you're going to have. I said, okay. And so I get this sandwich, and it was like French toast with ham and cheese. And then there might have been turkey. Some people put turkey, some not. I don't think this one did. But then they had this beautiful raspberry yogurt that you dipped your sandwich in, like a French dip, you know.
Well, you were in French Lick.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
So I licked it and dipped it, and it was good.
Don't those have powdered sugar on them, too?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So I came up with a way to do that on the grill.
Sure you
ish,
did.
Ish. And it'll be on the website this afternoon. Because I'm making it as soon as I get home. I haven't actually done this yet, but I know it'll work because I've done something like it. But the main thing is, if you like French toast, and who doesn't, make up your French toast, which is basically egg and milk. If you really want to go rich, you can use a little half and half. That makes it incredibly good.
A little vanilla.
You can, or you don't have to. In this case, I would not. But that's up to you. Cinnamon. People do all sorts of profiles. But the key is, when you're doing this, you flip it once, and on one side, you're going to cook it thoroughly. On the other side, you're just going to cook it kind of lightly. Now, that thorough side is going to be faced up on your cutting board. When you cook them, you put the well-done side up, and you're going to stack your Swiss cheese or provolone, whatever you care to do, and then your ham on top of that, and you're going to place that tender side that's not quite fully cooked on the grill, and you're going to close your lid about medium heat, and you're going to grill that sandwich for about 4 minutes, maybe five, until that cheese starts melting, and then you're just simply going to put it together. You're going to have some beautiful grill marks, and you bring that in, cut it in half or in quarters, so it's triangles. And then you make up this sauce out of plain yogurt and raspberry preserves or strawberry preserves. Maureen makes a homemade strawberry jam, and that's what I'm going to be using with some plain yogurt, vanilla or plain, whatever's in the fridge. And just going to whip that together. And, you know, you might have to use your little emulsifier, and it makes it nice and fluffy and creamy. And you dip that in there, and my goodness, it's so good. Now, some places will serve you with a regular Monte Cristo. They'll serve you some maple syrup, and I've seen that before. I've never done it that way myself. I've made these before, but never on the grill, which is why we're going to opt to have one side very lightly fried, but still have enough of the EVO or vegetable oil or bacon grease, whatever you're frying it in, on that side. You lightly fry so that when you put it on the grill, it'll be kind of oily and it won't stick, because you don't want to leave it there.
This recipe needs a side of bacon, or maybe the bacon on it.
No, it's got
sandwich.
Ham in it.
Oh, I thought you said turkey.
Ham or turkey or both. Right. Some recipes call for both. I'm opting for ham. But
I want to be ahead of the ham. I want that belly bacon.
Well, I guess my question back to you, Bob, is: are you flipping that sandwich so you're grilling both sides?
No,
just grilling
you
one
have
side.
You have both pieces of bread on the grill, tender side, rare side down. Your well done side is up with cheese on each slice, and then ham on one of them. So when you marry them together, you're going to have a nice ham steak bound together with Swiss cheese. It'll keep it together. So by the time you cut it into triangles for dipping, it'll stay together. It won't be falling apart on you. And I'm telling you, raspberry yogurt, raspberry with some yogurt or strawberry with some yogurt, it's just a cool combination, a little sweet.
A little salty.
The key is sweet. Oh, yeah. And if you want to finish it off with a little confection sugar, that's fine too.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Steak marinade. This is something that I don't do a lot of. I let my steak do the talking, and I don't usually marinate steak if I'm buying a good steak. But maybe I'm buying a lesser cut, and it's a little bit tough, so I'm going to put some marinade on it. And I know we want to talk about that because not everybody spends $13.99 a pound for a porterhouse when they put it on the grill. And if you're feeding a lot of people, you might get a flank or you might get a something like that, and you might want to marinate it. And you're talking about a garlic ginger marinade.
Yeah, we've done this recipe a few years ago. It's on thegrillinguys.com. Go to our website. It's thegrillinguys.com. On the top right side, you'll see a search bar. Just punch in marinade, and all of our marinades will pop up. Most of them are really good. And
most of them.
Well, I can't say that I like
them all. Sounds like that commercial on TV, right? Yeah, it's almost good enough. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm like you. I don't use a lot of marinades, but this one I really like. And it's real simple. It's red wine and soy sauce. And then it's got a couple chopped cloves of garlic and some ground ginger. And it just gives it a really, really cool kick. So let's say you have a little bit of a boring cut that, you know, isn't necessarily flavorful. I think of tenderloin. If I think of boring meat, I think of beef tenderloin. It's about the dullest piece of beef you could ever cook.
Super tender, but not super.
There's no flavor there. So maybe you want to marinate a whole loin and just to give it some zip so it has something going on other than being tender.
Right.
Eat me.
Yeah.
But that's a good marinade. It's on thegrillinguys.com. Don't forget to check the right sidebar. You'll see all of our sponsors, Garrett's Appliances there. You'll see ThermaWorks. You'll see Schmoes. You'll see, oh my goodness, Sobey Meats, Old World Olive Company, all sorts of people. You might even see Standard Lumber and Kitchen.
Yeah, you might. You know what? Great place to do some man shopping. Time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man!
Man law I wrote for Randy. And it's
short
shorts have been banned unless in a participating in a sporting event that demands shorter shorts. Also, this one's your part as well. No real man should be allowed to pop his collar.
Right. I'm not a collar popper. And generally,
he looks a little defensive to
me. I'm a cargo short guy, even though those probably went out of popularity about 10 years
ago. No, my family told me they're gone. And I walked into the mall and I saw this very hip millennial shop. And the mannequins all had cargo shorts on them. So I'm like, right there is the proof. I'm buying them.
Okay, quick question for you guys.
Right.
Did dudes' pants get shorter and shorter nowadays too?
Yeah,
I'm going out. I'm saying I don't know if they can't afford that last 4 inches on the pants leg.
They're turning into sissies.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm figuring.
We're turning out a lot of sissies.
Yep.
And there's a lot of reasons for that.
Well, you know what? I was at these graduation parties that I've been going to, catering or as an invitee, and they are. You're right. There's 3-4 inches of ankle showing. And I'm like, well, this
we
is
call
not
them
for
man
me.
Prees at my house,
right? Yeah,
I'm like, I guess maybe I don't.
I'm
get it.
Sad. That's just sad.
Well, yeah. You know, there was a lot of little hottie girls around these guys, so maybe they know something we don't know.
Maybe
I don't know.
They need
They're
to grow some meat.
Kids, that's what they did, right?
Yeah,
that's what they do. But anyway,
well, you know, we just celebrated the 75th anniversary of the storming the beaches of Normandy. And I don't think any of those guys would really understand it.
Probably not. It was my dad was in on that, so it's good time. It was a very good time, good memories for him serving. Coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station, a rolled stuffed burger. Stick with us, baby.
How I'd love, love her to dance with my father again.